Well, I'll think of the three for you.
Okay. As the front runners of the new paradigm and a part of the transitionary government, do you choose love? Do you choose to be love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to serve love every moment?
Yes.
And be love in action every moment?
Yes.
From this moment, are you making the dedication and commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and only with pure love?
I do.
As the front runners, sorry, maybe. As the front runners of the new paradigm and transitionary council, do you choose to be love every moment? Do you choose to serve love every moment? Do you choose to be love in action every moment? Are you making the dedication and commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and only with pure love? As the front runners of the new paradigm, do you choose to be love every moment? Do you choose to serve love every moment? Do you choose to be love in action every moment? Are you making the dedication and commitment to walk in and serve in whole truth and only with pure love? As the front runners of the new paradigm and the transitionary council, do you choose to be love every moment?
Yes, I do.
Do you choose to serve love every moment?
Yes, I do.
From this moment on, do you also choose to be love in action every moment?
Yes, I do.
Are you making the dedication and the commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and only with pure love?
Yes, I do.
As the front runners of the new paradigm, do you choose to be love every moment? Do you choose to serve love every moment? Are you choosing to be love in action every moment? Are you making the dedication and the commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and only with pure love? As the front runners of a new paradigm, do you choose to be love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to serve love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to be love in action every moment?
I too.
Are you making the dedication and the commitment to walk and serve whole truth and only in pure love?
Yes.
Your piece. Whatever comes up.
There's an echo.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay. As the front runners of the new paradigm,
Do you choose to be love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to serve love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to be love in action every moment? Are you making the dedication and the commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and pure love?
Yes, with a lot of optimism.
Thank you.
Huh? Somebody jump in for Michael?
Here, I got him.
Next.
Yeah. As the front runners of the new paradigm and the Transitionary Council, do you choose to be love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to serve love every moment?
Yes.
From this moment on, are you also choosing to be love in action every moment?
Yes.
Are you making the dedication and commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and only with pure love?
Yes.
Thank you. Pure blessing. As the front runners of the new paradigm and the Transitionary Council, do you choose to be love every moment? Do you choose to serve love every moment? Are you choosing to be love in action every moment? Are you making the dedication and commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and only with pure love?
Yeah, right.
Okay. As the front runners of the new paradigm and the Transitionary Council, do you choose to be love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to serve love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to be love in action every moment?
Yes.
Are you making the dedication and commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and pure love? That's what I was like. And me. Oh, we'll do it like this is good. Okay. As the front runners. It's okay. Yeah. As the front runners of the new paradigm and the transitionary government, do you choose to be love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to serve love every moment?
Yes.
Do you choose to be love in action every moment?
Yes.
Are you making the dedication and commitment to walk and serve in whole truth and pure love?
Yes.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Guess we'll ask all of them. But we'll give him pretend bread.
This reading of Osho Zen tarot cards is for the solstice, for us, and all of humanity, and for the new Lemurian world activation. And we have breakthrough.
Oh, wow. If you could lay it in the sun for me.
And this means that if you feel blocked by anything, just tap into your inner source energy and turn that energy around and make it work for you. Ah, and the Fool. The Fool is a being who is in his heart, and he serves love, And he goes around trusting everyone, even when they think he's foolish for doing so. Because that is the level of his trust. Thunderbolt.
Nice.
That means things are shaking up, and the old energy is burning away. Just relax and allow the process to occur. New vision. This means that we are sprouting out of our earth roots and climbing up into the sky and growing wings. And when you see all of creation in all of its colors, it gives you a new perspective. And the final outcome is, we must overcome our conditioning. You can see that this lion has been brought up to think he is a sheep. Don't be a sheep, be a lion. Bring in the new energy. Leave the programming behind.
Yeehaw!
Thank you.
Love wins. Nice, Cliff. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you.
I really am in such joy to welcome our brothers and sisters here with us on this most special solstice ceremony. Thank you all for being here with us. It's a magical experience today, and it is my intention to honor the sacred divine feminine energy. That is Mother God. That is our planet, Gaia Sophia, and all of us as we carry this sacred flame of divine feminine energy within us. I surrender my heart and whole being to love and trust in the eternal womb of our Mother. I lay down all that does not serve love so that my heart may accept the divine guidance and mission of my soul. It is my intention in this ever-present now moment that our love for one another and our eternal bonds as the front runners of the new paradigm come together to anchor the divine feminine and divine masculine energies into fully balanced harmonics for the first time ever in our beloved Mother Earth. Let our love for all feminine energy support and honor her, and trust in our eternal bond with Source that she is now restored to her rightful place. I focus my moment of now on her divine beauty, her grace, and her absolute dedication to bringing love everywhere present, and bringing wholeness of being, unity, peace, and balance to all of creation. With the whole of my being, I honor her example. It is my greatest honor and most eternal challenge to live as a mirror to her love and her life. To the angels gathered before me, called forth from the companies of heaven, bravely accepting the most divine and honorable mission of all. Let us celebrate in the glory of this day and the victory of love and a new dawn for all. We are the frontrunners of a new paradigm, long foretold, and it's happening right here, right now. As we become one with ourselves, we become one with another. So it is.